This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Dominate on three. Yeah, I said dominate. Dominate on three. One, two, three.
Dominate.
All right, happy Saturday night. Hope you're having a great weekend. Drew Doherty with DP Sidhu and Mark Vandermeer. And let's talk about the stretch ahead for the Houston Texans. At 1-4, oh my goodness, that's bad. But there are three very, very winnable games. And if you peel off three, you stack those wins, like we've heard some of the players say in the postgame, et cetera, et cetera. You're 4-4, and you're headed into Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. Easy as that, right?
Easy. It's no problem at all. You just win three in a row. You go to Cincinnati and beat them. You've done it before, by the way.
Yes, you have.
Had a couple of really successful games up there. Look, there's an opportunity always in this league. There's so much football to play, a lot of season left. But you have major corrections to make. If Indianapolis can run the ball on you when they had trouble running it with Frank Gore before, and they can throw it on you when they had trouble protecting the quarterback, you're wondering, what's Jacksonville going to do with Blake Bortles? What about the Miami Dolphins with their interim situation? Do they try to get well, or do they get well? And then you have the Tennessee Titans coming here with Mariota. The Texans are capable of so much more, and I think that's the very frustrating thing. And we'll see if they can actually realize some of their potential.
And I think the penalties. Penalties are really killing this
team.
Yeah,
you got to cut it out.
125 yards of penalties. Six of the Colts' first downs were because of Texans' penalties. They really have to sort that out because they're really shooting themselves in the foot. That Keith Mumphrey return on special teams would have been a great play. Raheem Moore's interception would have been a great play.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins' first down would have been a great play. I can go on and on the number of plays that they really hurt themselves in that Thursday night
that
matchup.
That one touchdown drive where they had, what, four first downs because of defensive penalties. The one touchdown drive for the Colts, which was obviously super costly.
You call them yellow laundry on every single play, it seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the positives of playing on Thursday night football is you have a few extra days to tinker with things if you're the coaching staff. What sort of tinkering do they do, you think?
I think, if you had a full bye, you have what's called a self-scout, and you really examine, you take inventory of yourself and what you're doing, what the opponent's trying to do against you. But they have no choice. They got to do that right now, whatever miniature version of that they can come up with. And the way teams are playing them, they're getting the ball out fast. We've seen that with all these squads. Get the ball out fast, into the hands of the receivers, hope they make a play. And Hasselbeck did that on Thursday night. But what's really alarming is the running yards allowed against the Falcons and against the Colts. It wasn't a bloodbath against the Colts, but Gore was effective, almost had 100 yards. You cannot have that happen and let the quarterbacks get the ball out fast, completing passes. Now, maybe it's better when you face Blake Bortles, a younger quarterback. I had my reservations about Hasselbeck because this is a guy who started a Super Bowl. I thought it could be trouble if he's feeling better, and apparently he was feeling well enough to play well.
Yeah, I didn't buy that sniffles talk and the IVs and all that. He looked pretty good. He looked fine.
I saw him after the game. He looked as happy as he could be. But again, I don't deny or doubt he was sick. It's just that, we've seen guys rise to the occasion when they have the flu.
And this is top-notch medical analysis by Dr. Vandermeer and Dr. Doherty here. Do you concur,
I'm going to keep my opinion to myself on Matt Hasselbeck because he's done some nice things when he was playing for the Titans, too, here at NRG Stadium. So.
This is true. This is
just what he does.
You know who does nice things all the time when it comes to football and his big brain is John Harris. He's the radio sideline reporter, and we got to get to him because he's breaking down next week's opponent, the Jacksonville Jaguars, in this X's and O's Telestrator segment.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator, everybody, presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris, and we're getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, we're going back to where I actually used to be a coach, not for the Jaguars, but just on the other side of the river. So, homecoming hopefully ends up being as sweet as it was last year with the Texans' victory. We're going to look at the Jaguars' offense against the Colts and how they take advantage of a little rub route. Well, if you play defense, it's a pick route. But on offense, it's called a rub route. It's going to happen right here in the middle of the field using the tight end right here going up the field, Mercedes Lewis. And the inside receiver is going to draft off him, use the ref, and be wide open coming across right there. Man coverage from the Colts with the safety free, and you can see how this all comes to fruition here from the all-22 shot. Bortles will take the snap. He gets the little pick or rub, hits the right receiver going across the middle, Allen Hurns, and boom, that turns into a big catch. Now, let's take a look at the end zone view. You don't see the receivers right away, but coming from this far side, you'll see Mercedes Lewis dart here. He gets the man coverage on a linebacker. They clear out. Then Hearns is going to come across right here wide open. You'll see Bortles does a great thing here. As he goes to throw the football, watch him. He's going to throw it, and then look, he hesitates, and then boom, he finds an open window and hits Hearns. That's pretty impressive for a second-year guy changing his throwing slot to find a guy open across the middle. He wants to throw, pulls it back, and then boom, hits that open window and finds Allen Hearns. But this is a great play concept to get the wide receiver open on man coverage, something I know the Jags are going to try and do against the Houston Texans. They definitely got to be ready for this man-rub concept when they go man-free against the Jaguars. I'll be right back after this.